This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening from Menominee, where one game is in the books. The Menominee JV beating Chippewa 75-30, running clock in the latter part of the second half. It's parents' night here, so some of those introductions have taken place, and the teams are going to take the floor now. Chippewa Falls 1-5 overall, 0-3 in the conference. On the bottom of the conference with New Richmond, both 0-3, and Menominee 3-0 in the conference, tied with Hudson atop the BRC, and 6-0 overall for Coach Storm Harmon. Let's tell you how these teams got here. First for Menominee with a 74-46 win at La Crosse Central, winning at Onalaska 67-49. Their closest game, a win at home over Rice Lake 72-69, November 28th. Since then, a 20-point win at Eau Claire North December 1st, the team that Chahai last played. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, December 5th, Menominee winning at Medford 87-29, and then their latest win capping off a three-game road trip at New Richmond, our three straight road games, 79-41 over New Richmond. So Chahai with their work cut out for them in this one tonight. Since we last covered the Cards in the loss to Hudson November 28th, since then, the Cards lost at Rice Lake shortly after that, 3 days later, 72-21. But they did win at Wausau West 51-43. Last week, Tuesday, and we'll talk with Coach Becca Bestel about that coming up in our Cardinal Countdown pregame interview. And then the Cards on Friday night lost at home to Eau Claire North 64-48. But, again, seeing signs of improvement, and they're encouraged by that. So less than 13 and a half left in the clock. We'll take a two-minute timeout. And first of our two coaches' conversations, Storm Harmon of Menominee, and later Becca Bestel of Chahai. It's girls' high school hoops tonight. Last night, of course, a boys' game, an exciting contest. They lost at Prescott 71-68, so a busy sports week with Chahai hockey coming your way on Thursday night, McDonald boys' basketball Friday night, and McDonald girls' basketball Saturday afternoon at home against Onalaska. So stick around in 2 minutes. Back with Storm Harmon, the head coach of Menominee, Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
You're listening to Chi-High Girls Basketball on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. And Menominee Girls Head Basketball Coach Storm Harmon joins us now. 6-0 in the conference, 3-0 in the conference, 6-0 overall. Been a great start to the season.
Yeah, really fun group that we have here. Pretty unselfish. Defensively, they like to get after it, be pretty well connected. But it's been a great start, especially you just appreciate the way they treat one another.
I guess as I look at the final scores of the six games, I mean, really only the Rice Lake game was even single digits. So how do you keep the focus and the intensity in games that are lopsided?
You know, the girls have a good mindset of just taking care of us. We try and take each day on, just getting a little bit better, trying to do what we do. As the games evolve, we've been able to play quite a few kids too. So mixing and matching our lineups a little bit, seeing what each kid can offer. We got a good core with four seniors, but after that, we got a lot of girls that are vying for minutes, and especially like tight basketball games. So they're out there busting it and then just trying to do what we do, control what we can do, and not be complacent with everything.
So your pressure is kind of the calling card. That certainly is what people recognize. Talk about the importance of that and your defensive philosophy.
Yeah, we're a full court pressure team. It's kind of what we like to do the entire game if we can. From there, it's a lot of rotations and angles. Again, being connected, people that know us, it's some mix and matching of our run and jump, but it really feeds our offense. We like to play with tempo and everything that we do, so we work hard to get a stop so we can get running and get out in the open floor, and then try and create for one another. Again, I think probably one of our biggest attributes is this being super unselfish with the ball. Girls get it moving, have a good understanding what's a good shot for each of them, and then collectively what's a good shot for us each possession.
I think that defensive approach makes me think back 30 years to Nolan Richardson and Arkansas, so some similarity. Huh?
Yeah, and I think it's a fun style of play. We get a lot of girls in and out, and I think it's easy for a girl to invest during the practice time frame, knowing that you're going to get opportunities during the game if you can give a good hard minute and a half, 2 minutes all out, no matter what happens. If you're given that type of effort on the defensive end, we find minutes for you, and then we just cycle in some new girls from there, and keeps our practices upbeat, and it's just something that we've adopted and really enjoyed.
Is there a sense in which you guys strive to be as good or better conditioned than all of your opponents?
Yeah, I think that shows too. Even like in the Rice Lake game too, they have some great athletes. I mean, girls that are going Division I.
Yeah, we saw them.
And even with them too, I think it just wears on you having to do that for a full length game. You got to be disciplined throughout too. I think maybe get some teams that aren't as well conditioned to throw the ball around a little bit more, just because you're not making as good of decisions when you're tired. But yeah, definitely a calling card of ours is just our conditioning too.
My apologies. I actually did the Rice Lake boys game, not the girls game. But hey, Coach, we wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Storm Harmon, head coach at the Menominee Mustangs. Coming up, we'll hear from Chi-High Girls Head Basketball Coach Becca Bestel in a moment on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy King. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Shahan Menominee on this Tuesday night, and head coach Becca Vestal joins us now. Been a while since we saw you in that Hudson game, so that was way back in November.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten better since then. I mean, we got a win in there when we went over to Wausau West, and it was a hard-fought win. We had to come back from a pretty decent deficit, and we played North the other night, and I was really proud of how we played. I mean, we got down again. That's kind of what's happened the last couple of games. We kind of dig ourselves in a hole and have to get out of it, so we want to maybe stop doing that. But against North, we played hard. We came back. We were within three in the second half at one point, so and then kind of went cold. And so, but we've done a lot of really good things recently, and I'm enjoying this team.
What are the areas of improvement you're seeing?
I mean, we are doing a better job of figuring out how to score on offense. And we're playing a little bit tougher defense right now than we were earlier. We're able to do some things to stop teams. Our zone has helped a little bit, but and our girls always play hard, but they're on ball defense especially has gotten a lot better.
Doesn't get any easier here on the road against Menominee, 6-0, ranked 9th in D2 in the state for girls.
Yeah, this is a good team, and we know that coming in, and we have our goals that we have set for the game, and we just want to look for improvement. That's the big thing, that every game we get better, we find something that we can improve on, and rebounding has been an issue recently, and so we need to do a better job of boxing out. We're going to focus on that, and then we need to break their press, obviously. Their press is their bread and butter, and if we can do that, we'll be okay.
Some extra attention given to that practices between your last game and tonight?
I mean, yeah, we've only had one practice since that, and so and it was a shorter one. So that's kind of the reality of high school basketball. There's a game and a one practice and another game. Maybe you might get two practices or shortened practices, especially with facilities. So it's been, we are able to work on what we can.
And finally, it's been a long time since, November 28th. So what did it do for the morale of this team to have that come-from-behind win at Wausau West? You guys were down by 7 at halftime, came back and pulled that one out on the road.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it was awesome. Like, the bench was awesome. The girls were really excited when we started to pull ahead. We held one of the leading scorers in that conference to only 3 points, and so that was a key thing for us. We did a lot of really good things. Our zone helped a lot, and we were able to find ways to score, and that has been an issue for us earlier in the year. So
we wish you the best tonight when it's all said and done. I'm by myself. If you're able to come up here and visit within the post game, we'd love it. Otherwise, we understand.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it.
Becca Vestal, the Chi-High girls head basketball coach, will take a break, come back with more. Getting closer to tip-off, starting lineups of basketball next. Chi-High and Menominee girls at Menominee tonight on WDOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank.
delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Time for the Tyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Listen, we got two different basketball teams from the Big Rivers Conference. Menominee tied with Hudson for first place atop the conference in 3-0. Chahai at the bottom in 0-3. You heard Coach Bestel say, hey, her club is playing better. They had the win over Wausau West. They lost by 16 to North on Friday night. They're playing better basketball. And so I think a key here tonight, as always, we like to point to the Dick Bennett, Bo Ryan idea of play good defense, take good shots, don't turn over the basketball. But I think the key for Chahai is making that improvement. And the key would be, I think their success is going to depend on how well they handle that all game long press from Menominee. That will be the key test for them here tonight. My take in the Tyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Craig Tyson and his terrific team there at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. When we come back, it's the starting lineups in basketball from Menominee, our second game in as many nights. We had the boys last night. It's the Chahai girls on Parents Night at Menominee. Got it for you coming next on WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Chahai Menominee Girls High School Hoops on a Tuesday night, December 12th, 13 days till Christmas. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First, for your visiting Chahai Girls, coming in 0-3 in the conference and overall on the season for Chahai 1-5 for the Cardinals, and Tonight, 5'7 and a junior. Their leading scorer at 10.3 a game. Number three, Sarah Chafee. Meanwhile, also 5'7 and a junior, averaging 5.7 a game. Number 10, Roz Twyman. 5'10 and a sophomore, number 15, Claire Heppner. Also 5'7 and a junior, averaging close to 8 points a game. Number 20, Addie Seaholm. And rounding out the starting lineup, 5'10 sophomore, number 24, averaging 1.2 a game, Willa Reisinger. The Cards are coached by Becca Bestel. Meanwhile, for Menominee, 6-0 overall, 3-0 in the BRC. Their starters, 5'10 senior, averaging 7 a game. Number 1, Elizabeth Kyles. Also, they go with 5'7 senior, averaging 21 a game. Number 2, Mary Bird. They go with 5'10 senior, averaging 11 a game. Number 3, Sammy Jacobson. 5'7 senior, averaging 7 a game. Number 4, Sophia Schoenberger. And rounding out the starting lineup, 5'10 junior, number 22, averaging 11.5 a game, Brooklyn Burt. Menominee coached by Storm Harmon. Chahai in their road red uniforms with the white numerals and lettering and some black and white trim. And Menominee in the home white uniforms with the maroon numerals, lettering, and trim. We'll have two 18-minute halves. And earlier, the JV game went to Menominee 75-30. A running clock kind of moved things along in the second half. We've got our three referees, and we're about ready to go. And they'll toss it up. And the tap goes to Menominee, won by Brooklyn Burt, the 5'10 junior. Menominee with the ball going left to right as we're underway in this contest here this evening. From Menominee High School. There's the drive right down Main Street. Missed shot underneath that time. Elizabeth Kyles, and a whistle and a foul with 18 seconds elapsed off the clock. And it goes on the Cardinals. Willa Reisinger, first personal and the first team foul. And to the free throw line, it's Brooklyn Burt, the 5'10 junior. She's got a 67% free throw percentage. She missed it badly, hit the right side of the backboard, and she kind of covered her mouth afterwards. So she'll get another try at it here. Next one from Burt is off the back iron, no good. Still scoreless, but Menominee with the rebound to Sammy Jacobson, the 5'10 senior. Three-point attempt on the far side. Pushed up there, no good by Schoenberger, and then out of bounds to Chippewa Falls. So the Cards with a chance to get an early lead here. 17-32, and here it is, the full court press right away. You heard Coach Harmon in the pregame say he likes to do it the entire game. And not welcome, I'm sure, by the opponents. I mean, so they get pretty good at it, well-conditioned, and they go deep on their bench. Seaholm against the pressure, tries to pass it off. It's stolen away. There's the layup. Left-handed is good. And the first hoop of the game, Sammy Jacobson, makes it 2-0 Menominee. And the Cardinals with that first turnover. And now against the pressure, a dribbling violation called on the Cardinals, and so make it a second turnover whistled on Roz Twyman. And again, that Menominee pressure doing what it can. And then down low, there's the basket to Brooklyn Burt, and just like that, it's a 4-0 Menominee lead. And the Cardinals is trying to break half court as Seaholm does it there, and then the ball knocked away from her on the left wing by Sammy Jacobson. 16:58 to go first half. Cardinals already down 4-0, and there's a good taste of Menominee's medicine, forcing two turnovers, getting two easy high percentage bunny baskets, and getting a lead as a Menominee defender falls to the floor, and they steal it away from Seaholm. Fast breaking it down the floor, layup is good, and again those high percentage shots from Menominee, and Jacobson has four, and it's a 6-0 Menominee lead. Coach Harmon could put on a clinic with this full court pressure. And again, I guess it can raise the question for other teams, hey, why not take that up? And again, I guess you could think about that on other levels, referencing Nolan Richardson's championship team from 1994 when Bill Clinton, a president from Arkansas, and we saw Arkansas win the men's national title as Seaholm tied up and she'll inbound it for the Cards, trailing at 6-0, 16:30 to go here in the first half. Twyman gets it to Seaholm on the right wing. Addie Pokin able to recover it. And she's matched against the defender, Jacobson. And there's a ball tied up. Free throw line extended. Cardinals on the floor. Menominee comes up with the steal. Cardinals' fourth turnover. And the Mustangs across midcourt bring it left to right. Open three-pointer on the right side. Off the rim. No good. Missed for Schoenberger. Cardinal rebound coming away to Heppner. Stolen away. Menominee and a basket for number two, Mary Burke. She is their leading scorer by far at 21 a game. The Cardinals, five quick turnovers in the first 2 minutes and 10 seconds, and nearly another one in the forecourt, and there it is. Menominee racing down the floor, and a whistle and a foul. Driving to the hole, Sammy Jacobson, the 5'10 senior, as this contest at 8-0 at the moment. So Menominee, again, very impressive. The ninth-ranked team in Division II, and it makes it go, wow, how good are the eight teams in front of them? We've got a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Are you ready for college but don't know where to start? CVTC's Fast Pass event on Tuesday, January 9th in Eau Claire and River Falls will help you take your next step. In just 90 minutes, you can submit your college application, enroll in classes, and explore financial aid. Apply for free at the event and get entered to win a $250 CVTC scholarship. Start a career you love in 2 years or less. Register today at cvtc.edu/fastpass.
8-0, Menominee. Cardinal foul goes on Sarah Chafee. Her first, second for the Cards as the team. Chafee has not touched the ball much so far. Free throw is, again, the foul was on number three, and the free throw taken by Sammy Jacobson, their number three. She's got 5 points already. The 5'10 senior came in averaging 11 a game. Second one for Jacobson is up, and it's good as well. Become fans of these teams. I was impressed with the Prescott effort last night. They're 4-0 in Division III, and again, Menominee, a D2 school, obviously tied atop the BRC with Hudson. That would be a great game to see, Menominee and Hudson. There's a deflection and a steal, and Menominee races down the floor, and missing the layup that time was Kyles, and Chahai comes away with it. Seaholm now gets it in the backcourt, deflected pass, and out of bounds. The Cards will keep it. The pass from Reisinger was deflected and was intended for Chafee and out of bounds. And again, a lot of pressure just to maintain possession of the ball and get it into the forecourt and then to try to run your offense. The Cards, have they had a shot? They have not had a shot yet. Six turnovers and the ball knocked away from Seaholm. Chafee recovers. There's the shot from Twyman, and she's going to miss it from outside. And Brooklyn Burt with the rebound. Ahead, she gets it off to Jacobson. Good quick passing. That's Storm Harmon had talked about that in the pregame as well. Beyond the defense, it starts with that full court press the entire game, but then also working the ball and the highly conditioned players and going deep on the bench. Right corner three-pointer is good for Mary Berg. She's their leading scorer, and she's got five. Twyman and company against the pressure. Seaholm across the timeline, takes it down the floor, picks up her dribble on top Twyman. Right wing to Chafee. Right side they go, and trying to get it up for a shot. Looking like there was contact. No foul. Claire Heppner, the sophomore. And then a steal. The Cardinals, as Menominee commits their first turnover tonight, showing they're human. And a whistle and a foul after the interception. And Menominee picks up their first, I believe, with 14:21 left in this first half. Let's see how they set this. Bennett Chahai steal, and the Cards will inbound it on the far side. And, yeah, that is the second foul on Jacobson, and she's got two, and that's Menominee's two team fouls. So in inbounding it for the Cardinals is Heppner. I guess we think in terms of shutouts in baseball or football. I mean, the Vikings only won 3-0 on Sunday. But it's 13-0 right now. Menominee up on Chahai. The Cards have had one shot. Twyman. Running into a double team on the right side and then turns it over. Cardinals seventh in this first half. 14:15 left in it until halftime. And inbounding on the far side for Menominee, Jordan Oman, a 5'8 freshman, averaging 6.3 a game. So there's part of that bench that Storm Harmon talked about. On the outside, they've got Sierra Auth, a 5'8 junior, also number five into the game. Looking at it, Berg. She pushes it off on the right wing to Auth. On top, also Cortland Greeley, a 5'4 junior, in off the bench. So some of the Coach Harmon subs are into the contest now. Work the ball around on top to Auth. Taking their time in this possession, Jordan Oman, who I mentioned, a 5'8 freshman, the lone freshman on this varsity squad, so speaks well of her. The JV team from Menominee winning 75-30, and a Menominee second turnover. So again, they took a lot of time. It wasn't an intended delay, just a lot of time, but they turn it over. So Cardinals get it back, 13:37 left first half, get it in three-quarter court. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Into the forecourt for the Cardinals. They get it on the left wing. Seaholm faking. On top, Chafee. Chafee had the 4 3-pointers and 20 points in the Cards' lone win at Wausau West, but there's an errant pass to the backcourt, stolen away, then knocked away by the Cards, but Menominee maintains possession. Berg down low, puts up a high shot, hits the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, deflected and stolen away by the Cardinals. Hard to say if that was a turnover. Berg had missed the shot, and then it was there, although I think my description was stolen away by the Cardinals, so we'll go with that. And then a foul on Menominee. And it goes on Mary Berg, her first, the third on the Mustangs as a team. On the far side, inbounding at Heppner. The Cardinals get the inbounds to Twyman. She has contact with Brooklyn Burt and a Chi-High turnover. And then the Cards get it right back. Good hustle there by Jillian Wick. And a whistle and a Menominee foul with exactly 13 minutes left first half. And it's going to go on Cortland Greeley, her first, the fourth on the Mustangs as a team. Let me... I don't know if she's going to go to the free throw line here, but I want to mention Auth, Jillian Wick, actually. Jillian Wick, the 5'6 sophomore off the Cardinal bench, averaging 3.5 points a game, a 100% free throw shooter. She's taken 11 free throws, 11 out of 11. Way to go, Jillian. So I don't know if that's like a baseball perfect game. You're not supposed to mention it, but I don't know. There's the information. Down low, Seaholm. She misses the shot. Rebound, Cardinals. No, Mustangs come away with it. And Jacobson, so almost broke the goose egg. There's a pass down low, up and in, as Jordan Oman is found for her first two, and the 5'8 freshman is in the scoring column, 15-0, Menominee. And a Mustang steal at the Cardinals' 10th turnover, but Chahai steals it right back. And a good job down low by Claire Heppner, snagging that one for Menominee's fifth turnover. And then Chahai trying to advance the ball, turn it over before they get to midcourt. So again, the turnovers pile up when you have an aggressive full court press all the time, like you're going to sweat more in the sauna. So it's just that. But again, I credit Chahai. They forced five turnovers from this 6-0 Menominee team, tied with Hudson atop the conference at 3-0. Rifling a pass down low, but then choosing not to take it, and then returning it to her teammate who misses the shot, Kyles. Rebound attempt, whistle, and a foul, and Menominee to the free throw line with 12:04 left here in the first half. Menominee trying to build on a 15-0 lead, and the foul goes on Addie Seaholm, the Cardinals' 5'7 junior, her first, and the third on the Cards as a team, as the free throw is good. Jordan Oman, a 67% free throw shooter, averaging 6.3 a game. The lone freshman on this talented varsity squad hits them both. And it's 17-0. Sounds like a football score. It's not. This is basketball. And the Cardinals now matched against the full court press again. Coach Bestel had talked about falling behind. Well, obviously that has developed here, but again, set your benchmarks, get it across the timeline. Twyman does on the far side. Now she's going to get double teamed, looking for a teammate. She finds Seaholm in the deep right corner. Seaholm finds a pass, gets it on top, and then a shot from Bergeron in off the bench, blocked, and then at the other end, Bergeron knocks it out of bounds. Olivia Bergerson, it is. Olivia Bergerson, a 5'8 sophomore. 11:40 left here in this first half. 17-0 Menominee. But tell you what, you get better against playing better competition. So the Cards looking to sharpen the saw here tonight. Pass down low, missed shot by Menominee's Kyles. And the Cardinals had the rebound, then knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Chi-High basketball. 11:27 left first half. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack? Call White City Glass tomorrow, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Seaholm with it now. Against that Menominee full court press. Yes, it's forced some turnovers. Deflected pass. Seaholm trying to recover. Looking in the backcourt. Stolen away. Laid up and no good. And then a rebound tipped out of bounds by Menominee's Sammy Jacobson. Cards will get it. Against the pressure, Willa Reisinger, the 5'10 sophomore, to inbound it. Against, yes, the full court press. If I never say it, trust me, it's if the cars are bringing it up, it's there. And then they, Twyman had it, but she couldn't hold on to the pass. Cardinal turnover. And Menominee trying to get the three-point attempt. It's off the back iron. No, missed. Followed up. Brooklyn Burtz, no, knocked away from her. Good aggressive defense by Addie Seaholm. She said, I've had enough of that. Now she'll get it across the timeline for the Cards going right to left. Seaholm, and the reach-in foul is going to be called on Sophia Schoenberger. It'll be her first, the 5'7 senior, and the fifth team foul on Menominee with 10:49 left first half. Getting closer to the midway point of the half. Cards down 17, zip. And Seaholm to inbound it for Chippewa underneath the basket. Left wing to Twyman. See if we can get Chafee an open three-pointer at some point. There's a three-point shot from Bergerson, and she hits it, and the Cardinals are on the scoreboard, trailing 17-3. So Olivia Bergerson nailing that one as it comes with just over 10 and a half minutes left here in the first half. Down low, Brooklyn Burtz misses the shot. And fighting for the rebound with the Cardinals, Reisinger, they get it. And an open three out on top, and you can't leave her that open. Sammy Jacobson nailing the three. She's got two twos, two free throws, and a three. So it's, no, they called it a two. All right, well, never mind. I scored it as a three. My apologies. It's her third two-pointer, and I'll have to remember that because I've already scored her a three-pointer in my score sheet. And a foul is going to be called by Casey Eckhart, one of the refs tonight. I've seen him refereeing state games in the past. Casey, the former Eau Claire Memorial Boys baseball coach, and I think did some baseball umpiring as well. And that's the third foul on an aggressive Sammy Jacobson, and so does she check out? I imagine she does, and also checking out is number four, Schoenberger, and for Chippewa Falls, Reisinger checking out as well. So Seaholm to get it in for the Cards underneath the basket. Cards down 19-3 here at Menominee. There's a shot, Bergerson, and it's blocked, air ball, and then recovered by Menominee. They bring it against the Cards left to right. Into the forecourt on the dribble, Mary Berg, their leading scorer, tries to go down low to Brooklyn Burtz. She falls down. No foul called. Cards come away with it. Menominee's sixth turnover on a whistle and a Menominee foul with 9:37 left first half. Menominee leading it 19-3. So that one is going to go on Cortland Greeley, her second personal, the 5'4 junior, and the seventh team foul already. So Menominee, aggressive defense, full court press all the time. Fouls do happen. That's their seventh compared to three for the Cars. And Roz Twyman to the line, where she's a 46% free throw shooter. Twyman, first one is up and good. So makes it a 19-4 game. Cardinals got the three-pointer from Bergerson earlier. And now the free throw from Twyman. Roz, the second one. Back iron, no good. Rebound. And Menominee comes out of there with it. And it's going to be Elizabeth Kyles. So Twyman, after hitting the first free throw, missing the second. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a break in the action. 9:34 left, first half. Back in half a minute at Menominee with the Mustangs up 15.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
We'll be right back.
Chi-High going to throw a little full court press of their own. Give Menominee a taste of their own medicine as Roz Twyman going to get a foul, though. The 5'7 junior committing the foul on Mary Berg, the ball handler. Berg, one of those seniors that Coach Harmon was talking about. Sammy Jacobson, a senior. Sophia Schoenberger and Elizabeth Kyle. So numbers 1 through 4, seniors. As Twyman gets her first foul, and it's the fourth in the cards as a team. Menominee on the attack as they go left to right here in their home white uniforms with the maroon numerals lettering and trim, and a whistle and a foul driving to the hoop. Cortland Greeley, the 5'4 junior, scoreless so far as the Cards commit the foul. And this one is going to go on Sarah Chafee, her second personal, the 15th foul on Chippewa. To the free throw line, Greeley. The first one is off the back iron and no good. She's an 87.5% free throw shooter coming in, but missed that one. She'll get another try. 9:16 left first half, and it's good. So 20-4. Cardinals down 16. Have trailed 17. Been the biggest lead I think we've seen for Menominee. And there's the pass right side. Shot put up. No good. Missed that time by the Cardinals. Heppner. And Rice Lake takes it the other way. Good shot opportunity. Deflection by the Chi-High defense. They try to go down low to Brooklyn Burt. They work it on the left baseline to Berg. There's some penetration. And they find Burt underneath. And she misses the shot. Not enough spin on it. And recovered out to the shooter, Cortland Greeley. Missed it. Greeley gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. So too many offensive rebounds. That's something Coach Bestel had mentioned. But that was exploited there. And now an 18-point lead, the biggest of the night for the Mustangs. Inside of 8.5 to go here in the first half from Menominee in this beautiful gymnasium. They've gotten the errant pass in the forecourt from Chafee to Seaholm out of bounds. 14th Chi-High turnover unofficially with 8:22 left here in the first half. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings the competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or stop by and visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Menominee basketball, 8:10 left first half. Mark Halverson with you. Sam Aberle doing a terrific job back at our Wogo studios. There's a shot blocked as Berg was falling down, and a whistle and a Chi-High foul. They've had a few of them here recently. They come in bunches like bananas, I guess. And Twyman gets her second. 23-4. Is the score, make it 24-4. As Burke hits the free throw. And Mary Bird, 5'7 senior. Second one up and around and in. So Bird getting both of those. 25-4 Menominee, their biggest lead of the night at 21. Double team into the forecourt. Chafee, I don't think she's had a shot yet. Bergerson's going to shoot. Nice soft touch. Doesn't quite go. Cardinals had their hands on the rebound. Heppner couldn't rope it in. Here comes Menominee. 7:45 left first half. Right side. Three-point attempt is good for Sophia Schoenberger. Her first three. In the forecourt, Chafee. Chafee gets her pass off, and it's stolen away down low. And a steal by Elizabeth Kyles. Cardinals 15th turnover. Deep left corner, wide open three. This is like shooting practice for Schoenberg. She's just done it now on both sides. She did it on the right. She does it on the left. Becca Bestel says, I want a timeout. It's Menominee leading 31-4 with 7:17 left. Back in a minute on WDOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Servicemaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Chahai basketball trailing 31-4, going right to left. Whistle and a foul as Twyman was fouled out on top by Sophia Schoenberger, the 5'7 senior. 7:07 left here in the first half, and that is the eighth team foul, and it sends, I thought, Twyman. It's actually Jillian Wick to the line, which is good. She's 100% free throw shooter on the season. Wick, the 5'6 sophomore, takes her time, bends her knee, shot up and good. That's who you want shooting free throws, 12 out of 12. Think about the elite shooting club. 50, 40, 90. Can you shoot 50 from the field, 40 from three, and 90 from the free throw line? She's got them both. Impressive. Jillian Wick keeps that 100% free throw shooting going with 13 attempts. And the Cardinals cut it to a 31-6 deficit. Can you blame me for at least considering including made free throws as highlights for halftime? There's the basket at the other end for Mary Berg, and Berg has nine now. She is their leading scorer. Cardinals come down. There wasn't much of a press that time, if there was there at all, as the Cardinals try to get it down low to Macy Goki, the 5'2 sophomore. They missed the shot. The rebound comes away to Menominee. Inside of 6.5 left here in the first half, so Coach Bessel going a little deeper on her bench with Goki in there. Goki averaging 1.6 a game. Sophomore getting some of these taller, younger players. Basket good and a foul that time. And a nice drive on the right side from Elizabeth Kyles, the 5'10 senior, her first field goal on the evening. And for the foul going on 15, Claire Heppner, her first. I think the eighth for the Cardinals is a team with 6:15 still left in the first half. 35-6, Menominee by 29. As Bergerson will take a seat, she did get the biggest, the lone made field goal for the Cards in the first half as the free throw is good for Kyles, completing the three-point play. She'll take a seat now, averaging 7 points a game. 36-6, Menominee, biggest lead of the night at 30. Cardinals into the forecourt again. Menominee's backed off the pressure here a little bit. I think, you know, up 30, kind of. Okay, hey, they pressure, but they don't need to keep it going. And left baseline shot partially blocked. 24-24. Reisinger shot partially blocked. Cards recover the basketball. Get it out on top to Wick. Wick swings it around to Chafee. Chafee has not had a shot, I don't believe. Wick, open behind the three-point line. She'll fire and hit! That outside shooting that's so good at the free throw line for the 5'6 sophomore. She can shoot the rock as well, and she hits it. She's got five. And there's a three-pointer buried from the right corner by Kyles. And Kyles hitting a three-pointer as well, so she's getting hot. And there's a drive by Wick, no good, and Menominee out of there with it. And Menominee trying to set up now with just over 5 minutes left here in the first half. And the Cardinals come away with the basketball. Seventh Menominee turnover. And Chafee with it, hands it to Seaholm in the backcourt. Addy on the right side to Wick. Jillian with five quick points to help boost the Cards a bit. Still down 30 at 39-9, but be nice to get to the double digits here. Seaholm sets things up. Dribbling. Picks up her dribble, gets it on top to the Cardinals, number 24, Willa Reisinger. Pass deflected from Brooklyn Burt, the 5'10 Burt Jr. playing that defense out on top. Chafee, left wing. Be nice to get a shot off here. Cards have held it long time. Those turnovers have kind of calmed down for Chippewa at 15. And Seal down low is going to lay it up and in for the Cardinals. And a basket for Addie Seaholm there. Makes it 39-11. Into the forecourt, Menominee leading it by 28. Right side off to Schoenberger. Working around on the, I've had a lot of success on the three-pointers here tonight, has Menominee. Down low, Brooklyn Burt, understandably at 5'10". They try to exploit her down low. I have them for four made threes. And there's a pass stolen away. Good job by Willa Reisinger, Menominee's eighth turnover. Cardinals, good defense. Chafee going to get it down low. They're going to work the ball to Heppner. Back to Heppner, left baseline. Air balls it, but rebound up and in. And the make by Willa Reisinger. And Reisinger gets that one for Chippewa, and it's a 39-13 game. Into the forecourt, the Mustangs, as the lead shrinks to 26. Cardinals manning up at the drive right by the defense for two. Jordan Oman, the 5'8", and yes, a freshman. Message to the rest of the BRC, she's here and she's coming back for three more seasons. Seaholm goes left wing. She'll take it into the lane. And there's the jump shot off, no good. Jillian Wick did miss one. Loose ball, Seaholm scrambling for it, scrapping for it. And contesting it with Schoenberger. And now some subs into the contest. Goki will spell Heppner for the Cards. And Brooklyn Burt and Mary Berg both sitting for Menominee this final 2:47 of the first half. And a few highlights here start to accumulate for Chippewa beyond the initial three that was made earlier by Bergerson. Menominee trying to go down low. And Seaholm again, good aggressive defense, having her hand on the ball, but they didn't call a jump. And then a whistle, and I believe 3 seconds violation against Menominee, and the Cards will get it with 2:33 left in the half, 41-13, Menominee leading. Cards, again, Menominee has backed off the pressure here more recently, but they could turn up the sauna anytime, right? The heat. And there's the bounce pass from Wick, stolen away. Cardinals, 16th turnover. Fast break, and Menominee converts. Jordan Oman again, the freshman. She's starting to cook. She's got eight. She came in averaging 6.3, so she's above her average. 2:05 left in the half. Back to a 30-point lead for the Mustangs. Chafee's pass through Seaholm's hands. She recovers. Seaholm driving inside the three-point line. There's the shot from Goki off the backboard and good for Macy Goki. So Goki getting that one for the Cardinals makes it 43-15. And Menominee, some penetration again, and Oman just continuing to drive and draws a foul with 103 seconds left here in half number one. JV game went to Menominee earlier, 75-40, at a running clock in the latter half of it, as the foul goes on Addie Seaholm, her second, and the free throw up and good for Oman. She's 3-for-3 from the line tonight, a 67% shooter. 9 points, going for her 10th point here. Can't tell Oman's a freshman. I guess it's not even that late in the season. You know, sometimes you say that. But Oman for her 10th point. She got it. Boy, as good as Menominee is, the seniors, and you got Brooklyn Burt, the junior, at 11.5 a game. Look out for Oman. I mean, she's got 10. Cardinal basketball now. And Twyman's going to shoot up. 18-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Menominee. Matching their biggest lead of the night at 30. 45-15. Mustangs now with... Brooklyn Burt wide open for two. And there was a defensive lapse for the Cards there, as Burt getting only her second basket of the night. But Menominee, their biggest lead of the night at 32. 47-15. Cardinals, Chafee on the outside. Goes down low to Goki. Goki, turnaround, blocked by Burt. She blocked it and then she grabbed it. She's that low post presence for Menominee, offensively and defensively. And inside of a minute now, Clock just over 50 seconds. Burt eyeing up a three. She'll take it. Off the front iron. No. Rebound. Chafee had it slip through. Gokey recovers it. Backcourt gets it off to Jillian Wick. Wick to Twyman. 40 seconds for the Cardinals. Down by 32. Chafee on top. Beyond the three-point line. The pass, teammate not expecting. Twyman recovered. Wick, whistle and a foul. And you love Jillian Wick going to the line. Got 5 points already, and speaking of players who are up-and-comers, Jillian Wick is that. I'll tell you, that 3.5 average is going to be growing based on her 5 points already, and she goes to the free throw line as the foul on Sierra Auth, a 5'8 junior, her first 19th foul on Menominee, and Wick to the line. Free throw is got it. She can put on a clinic. 6 points for Wick, and gotta like her chances to get double digits the way she's been scoring since she came into the contest, earning herself more minutes for sure. Second free throw is on the money. A perfect 15 of 15 from the line on the season and 4 of 4 tonight. 7 points for Wick. She hasn't played that long. Final 25 seconds of this first half. Well, the Cards, remember, they were shut out for a long time. There's Berg for three. No good. Rebound Chippewa. Chafee, final 15 seconds. Here come the Cardinals. There's the drive by Wick. Contact. She recovers. And, okay, well, no foul. Couldn't get her back to the line again. But Berg, three-pointer, deep downtown Freddie Brown kind of three-pointer. Halftime score, it's Menominee 47, Chi-High 17. We'll take a three-minute timeout. Back with our halftime conversation in 3 minutes on WDOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at myconcinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
All right, halftime, our score, 47-17. Menominee leading Chippewa Falls. Thanks for rejoining our, or sticking with us here tonight. Hey, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine and orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WDOGO. 47-17 Menominee. The Mustangs got out to a 17-0 lead. Then Chippewa finally getting their first basket from Olivia Bergerson, a three-pointer. The Cards then a number of free throws, particularly Jillian Wick hitting 4 for 4 from the line. But from that point on then, Menominee did grow it, you know, cut to 14 points. It did grow to a 30-point lead a number of times, including at 36-6 and even taking us to halftime at 47-17. But we've got some highlights we want to share with you from that first half, so I want to give those a listen here on WDOGO, and they sound like this for Chippewa underneath the basket. Left wing to Twyman. See if we can get Chafee an open three-pointer at some point. There's a three-point shot from Bergerson, and she hits it, and the Cardinals are on the scoreboard, trailing 17-3. There you go. So the very first basket for the Cardinals, breaking that scoreless slump early, facing the full court pressure and such from Menominee, and some other baskets started to come later. Left wing, be nice to get a shot off here. Cards have held it a long time. Those turnovers have kind of calmed down for Chippewa at 15. And Seal down low is going to lay it up and in for the Cardinals. And Cardinals, good defense. Chafee going to get it down low. They're going to work the ball to Heppner. Back to Heppner, left baseline. Air balls it, but rebound up and in. And the make by Willa Reisinger. Seaholm driving inside the three-point line. There's the shot from Goki off the backboard and good for Macy Goki. So there you go. Some of our first half highlights here on WDOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as the Cards, again, after being down 17-0 after that, I guess you could say, it was Menominee outscoring Chippewa 30-17 after that. So a little bit tighter in that regard. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office, making you part of their terrific team. Checking the WDOGO sports calendar for after tonight. We'll take a little bit of a break tomorrow night, but Chahai Hockey, the boys skating 6:40, the pregame at Chippewa Falls Ice Arena on Thursday night against Eau Claire North. And then Friday night, it's McDonald boys basketball as the Max at home against Bloomer. It's a 6:55 pregame. I should say hockey, a 6:40 pregame on Thursday night. And Saturday afternoon, I misspoke last night. It's Saturday afternoon is the McDonald girls hosting Onalaska. Now, Onalaska was Chahai's season opening opponent, and they're a fine squad, so that should be a good game. McDonald against Onalaska, 3:10 on Saturday afternoon here on WDOGO Sports. And then after that contest, looking ahead to next week, it's the ECA Stars is the opponent for the Chippewa Falls Menominee girls hockey team on the 19th. Thursday the 21st, more hockey boys action at home against Stevens Point with a 6:40 pregame like the girls game on the 19th. And then back with Chahai boys basketball for the first time since last night on December 22nd, right before Christmas, a 6:55 start at home against Menominee. All right, we'll take one more three-minute timeout. Come back with the second half of action. Chahai and Menominee, the hometown Mustangs, leading this one 47-17 on this Tuesday night.
Northwestern Bank. delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Husky out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe for the shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
.47-17 at the half. Got the stats ready to go here in terms of the first half scoring. Told you about turnovers unofficially. Chai with 16-9 for Menominee. And again, you understand, I mean, facing that full court pressure, we'll see if Menominee returns to it. They dropped it off here in the latter part of the half. But, I mean, Chai forcing 9 Menominee turnovers. But the scoring for Menominee, 6 for Elizabeth Kyles, 9 for Mary Berg, 9 for Sammy Jacobson, 6 for Sophia Schoenberger, 4 for Brooklyn Burt, 10 for the freshman Jordan Oman, and 3 for the junior Cortland Greeley. So 7 different players in the scoring column. For Chippewa, Olivia Bergerson got him off the goose egg with that first three-pointer. We heard that in the highlights. How about one of the differences we're seeing from the team when we last saw him late November, 5'6 sophomore Jillian Wick off the bench late, 7 points, a three-pointer, and the 4 free throws, keeping her streak going, 15 of 15 on the season for 100% free throw shooting. Roz Twyman, 1 of 2 at the line for a point, and 2-point baskets for Addie Seaholm, Willa Reisinger, and Macy Goki, giving us our score, 47-17 Menominee here as we get set to start the second half. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their great team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. McDonald boys basketball Friday night against Bloomer and Saturday afternoon against Onalaska. Chaha hockey on Thursday evening, as that's a 6:40 pregame against Eau Claire North. Chafee couldn't handle the pass from Seaholm out of bounds. Cardinal turnover. And Menominee will get it for the first time now in the second half as they go right to left. And into the forecourt now brings it Sammy Jacobson on top to Berg. Deep right corner. They really spread the court well. Brooklyn Burt down low and a foul. And she'll go to the free throw line. Burt, a 67% free throw shooter. She's their second leading scorer, just barely at 11.5 a game. You got the foul was on Reisinger, her second, the 5'10 sophomore. And the free throw from Burt is good. So give her a field goal and her free throw, and she's up to 7 on the night. Cardinal ball. 50-17 now, Menominee's biggest lead of the night at 33. Chafee, first shot, I believe, and she hits it. Left baseline. First made basket for sure, and I think it might be her first shot. So maybe she had one other one, but good to see her, and that one thinks that maybe that was brought up at halftime. Wide open shooter in the deep left corner. How'd she get that open? You can't even be that open at practice. Elizabeth Kyles buries the three. It's like she was just somehow lost or something. At the other end now, Chippewa Falls, Chafee. And on top, Reisinger. Roz Twyman now. Twyman on the dribble, Cards down by 34, 53-19. Twyman picks up a dribble on top to Chafee. Chafee picked up there defensively by Berg, and then a steal by Berg. Into the forecourt for the Mustang. She'll fire the three off the back iron. No. Rebound chased down by Burt, and she saves it to the Cardinals. Chafee into the forecourt. Here comes Chippewa. And it's Twyman picking up her dribble. It's Chai bringing it left to right here in the second half. Seaholm behind the arc. Pivoting, looking, needs a teammate. Dangerous bounce pass stolen away. Ill-advised. Steal by Elizabeth Kyles. Down the floor to Brooklyn Burt. She kicks it out. Good ball movement. Mary Berg buries a shot from the deep left corner for three. And the leading scorer for Menominee gets her second three-pointer, giving them a 37-point lead. Cardinals down 56-19, 15:40 left, and the ball stolen away from Twyman by Schoenberger. Ahead on the fast break, the layup is good for Kyles, and Brooke, and Becca Besta wants a timeout. 39-point lead for Menominee, 15:33 left in this second half. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at where'sgala.com. 58-19 Menominee, 15:33 left here in the second half. As we learned in an earlier contest in the second half of a basketball game, if the lead is 40 points or more, the clock goes to running, so we're unfortunately moving in that direction here. The Cards trying to keep it below that. Turnovers, 19 for Chippewa and 9 for Menominee. Menominee's been turnover free in the second half. The Cards have had 3. Seaholm into the forecourt to Chafee on the outside. Chafee to Twyman. Twyman spins into the paint, puts it up and in for Roz Twyman. And 58-21, so the Cardinals getting that made hoop from Roz. And now Menominee into the forecourt. Berg out on top. Nice feed down low. She finds Jacobson and then stolen away by the Cardinals. Here comes Chafee. Menominee's first turnover of the second half there. Chafee in the deep left corner. Pass deflected. She recovers it. She's double-teamed. Looking for somebody to get it to. Somebody's got to be open. She gets it to Seaholm. And then a reach-in foul on Menominee with 14:48 left. And Seaholm cutting into the lane. 58-21 Mustangs And the foul going on Elizabeth Kyles, the 5'10 senior, her first personal, first team foul on Menominee here since the second half started. And into the game for the Cards, Jillian Wick, that 5'6 sophomore. She's been a spark plug. She had 7 points to lead the Cards in the first half, and again, just played in the waning moments of that first half. So she's earning more playing time. Basket good in the paint that time for the Cardinals. Claire Heppner getting her first field goal of the night. So the Cards on a 4-0 run, but Brooklyn Burt open, and she has one kind of toilet bowl all the way around and in for her. And 60-23, Menominee. Seaholman right side to Jillian Wick. Wick holding it. Free throw line extended on the right side. Looking to drive a bit. Working on Berg. Berg, the senior, to Seaholm down low. She gets it back to Heppner. Seaholm cuts through for two. Nice job by Addie Seaholm getting that basket. And the Cards within 35 at 60-25. Brooklyn Burke, some contact, a whistle and a foul. And Jillian Wick drawing her first personal foul. Is again, not a lot you can do. Burt has got a strong frame, and that is her fourth basket and her second crack at a three-point play just here in the second half with 13:46 left in this second half. Burt, as we mentioned earlier, a 67% free throw shooter. Hit her first one. Second one is up and good. 63-25, Menominee. Back to a 38-point lead. They'd led by as many as 39. Our eye on that 40 mark in terms of a running clock once we get to the 9-minute mark. On the outside, they work it around. Down low, Seaholm. They work it around. Shot, three-point attempt from the outside is good. And that is Joy Bainan, another 5'7 sophomore in off the bench. So Bainan knocking that one down for the Cardinals. Making it a 63-28 game, cutting the lead to 35. And a good defense by Seaholm as the Mustang, Reese Barfneck, the 5'8 sophomore, penetrating there. 63-28 Menominee lead as they've got the basketball. Driving and missing the shot that time was Cortland Greeley. The Cardinals got the rebound, Claire Heppner. And it's going to be high basketball with 13:09 left second half. 63-28 Menominee. And Seaholm across the timeline. Pass over on the right wing to Reisinger. She had one hoop in the first half. Back to Seaholm. Seaholm's going to cut into the lane, drive, puts it up, and draws the foul. Addie, a 82% free throw shooter, averaging 7.8 a game with 2 points on the night. Stops the clock with 12:55 left, and the foul goes on Reese Barfneck, the 5'8 sophomore. First one is good from Addie. Good free throw form there. She's got three now. Second one from the junior. Got them both. 63-30. The Cardinals. A good stretch here. They've lowered the lead from 38 to 33. Keep shrinking it. As some subs in, Cortland Greeley, one of those off Storm Harmon's bench. The drive by Ullman off glass and good. And third traditional three-point opportunity, at least attempt for Menominee here just in the second half, in these first 5.5 minutes of the second half. As now they're going to wave off the basket, apparently, and say the foul was before that on Joy Bainan for the Cards. So before the made basket. There's a pass down low intended for Ullman, stolen away. Menominee's 11th turnover. Good job by the Cardinals as Seaholm comes out of there with it. She gets it ahead to Bergerson. Bergerson hit that first three earlier. Seaholm trying to post up down low and kicked out of bounds by Ullman with 12:20 left. And here's five new players coming in for Menominee. Numbers 2, 3, 4, 11, and 35. So I'm talking Mary Berg, Sammy Jacobson, Sophia Schoenberger, Brooklyn Sterry, a 5'7 junior, and Amanda Holzhuter. Those last two, their first action of the night. Shahai missed shot from the left wing by Vanen. Rebound Menominee. Here come the Mustangs with 12-10 left in this regulation. Good wing pass over on the left side. Penetrating. Shot out of there. No good. Missed by Sophia Schoenberger. And then pursuing the rebound. Apparently it's going to be a Menominee ball. 12:01 to go. 63-30 Menominee. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Allian anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Inside of 12 minutes to go here in this second half, Menominee on the attack right to left. And on the outside, Schoenberger. And again, Brooklyn Sterry, the 5'7 junior, her first action tonight to Jacobson. Trying to get the pass down low to Holzhuter. Deflected over on the left wing to Sperry and through the hands of Schoenberger and into the backcourt for a turnover on Menominee, their 12th. So the Cards get it back. They've shrunk the lead from 38 or 39 down to 33 now with 11:27 left here, second half. And the Cards will inbound it underneath their own basket off on the far side. And getting it into Joy Vanen. Joy, one of those talented sophomores at 5'7". And a whistle and a Menominee foul. It's 11:22 left in the second half. And Brooklyn Sterry gets her first personal. And now some more subs. Menominee brings back Elizabeth Kyles and Brooklyn Burt. So two of their starters. And Holzhuter and Sterry pulled out by Coach Storm Harmon. Saw his dad in attendance tonight. Three-point attempt on the outside. Bainan just out of there for her. Brooklyn Burt gets the rebound for Menominee. Here come the Mustangs bringing it across the timeline right to left. Burt, their leading scorer. She'll drive, put it up and in. A soft little floater for Mary Burt makes it 65-30. And the Cards get it back. Right baseline pass intended that time from Bergerson to Wick. Tipped out of bounds with 10:53 to go. We played 7 minutes of this second half. It was 47-17. Mustangs with 18 and the Cardinals with 13 here. So more competitive even numbers here in the second half. And struggling to get it in, Roz Twyman finally gets it off to Olivia Bergerson. There's a turnaround down low. Missed shot from a new face, Josephine Burich. The 6 foot junior getting her first action for Becca Bestel's club. Down low to Brooklyn Burt, two more. Again, Burt just too much for the Cards down low. And she's been piling it up here in the second half. She's exceeded her average. I think she's now got 5 field goals and 2 free throws for 12 points. 10:25 left, second half. And Bergerson will fire and miss the three. Ball knocked out of bounds. At least from the height category, Josephine Burich, a 6 foot junior, can compete with Burt. I mean, she is as tall, or actually 2 inches taller. And Roz Twyman looking to get in for the Cards now. Down by 37. Deflected pass. Burich had it, and then no. Shahai turnover, their 20th. Menominee on the fast break. Missing the shot is Burt, followed up by Brooklyn Burt. Whistle and a foul on the Cards. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Free throw from Burt is on the money. Brooklyn helping her free throw percentage. Came in 67, but she's dropped 3 of them here tonight, giving Menominee a 38-point edge. Make it 39. She hits them both. Yeah, Menominee, keep an eye on them as far as these D2 teams. They're going to go to 7-0 here tonight. 4-0 in the conference. Ranked 9th in girls Division 2 in the state. And the bounce pass from Jillian Wick to Twyman got away from her and out of bounds on the near side. Now some subs into the game. Addie Seaholm comes back. And Callie Huntkin, her first action. 5'8 sophomore. Count up the sophomores. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They are the most numerous, for the Cardinals. 8 sophomores on this team. There are no seniors on this Chahai team. There are a number of juniors. driving to the basket. Looks like she traveled. And then instead they say it's a tie-up, and it's going to stay Menominee ball as Kyles was penetrating. 9:49 left here in regulation. A 39-point Menominee edge. They jumped out to a 17-0 lead. Second half has been, as we said, more competitive score-wise. Kyles, nice left hand on the inbounds and gets the two. Elizabeth Kyles, her third field goal of the night. Into the forecourt, the Cardinals now trailing it by 41. Trying to get the pass to Burek. And they work it out on top to Bergerson. Joy Bainan now, the sophomore on the left wing to Seaholm. Go on the right wing to Bainan. Bainan's pass deflected and stolen away by Elizabeth Kyles. Kind of learning varsity basketball here. And missing the shot at the other end was Brooklyn Burke. And the Cards have the ball stolen away from Bainan from behind as she was crossing the timeline. Mary Burke knocking it away. And Storm Harmon wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 9 minutes left. We're at the midway point of the second half. It's all Menominee leading it 71-30 over your Lady Cards on WDOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Shaha on defense now, Menominee with it. They work it down low, and there's two for Sierra Auth, her first two tonight, 5'8 junior for Menominee. Cardinals into the forecourt, Seaholm and Chafee out there. Also, they've got Olivia Bergerson. Right side, you got Callie Hunt, the 5'8 sophomore. She goes to Seaholm. And also, we got number 15 in the game, Claire Heppner, the 5'10 sophomore. Missed shot by the Cards. Seaholm fighting for the rebound. And again, we're in a running clock now with a 43-point differential and inside of 9 minutes to go. And Seaholm, the foul was called on. Let's see. 21. So Barfnick got her second personal. Then Shahai turning it over for the 24th time tonight. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. In the forecourt now, Menominee across the timeline, Cortland Greeley. The game's going to start to fly by here with the running clock. You know, otherwise, I mean, obviously the clock stops when it goes out of bounds like it did right here. No, it's running. And especially when you go to the free throw line, I mean, that's where this really comes into play. 73-30 Menominee. We had our eye. We were trying to keep away from the running clock if possible, but there's the drive, and Oman, the freshman, lost it, recovered it, then her bounce pass stolen away for Menominee's 13th turnover. They've had their share of them as well. Three-point attempt from Twyman, got it on the right side. There it is, Roz Twyman nailing the three-pointer and her first three of the night to go with a made free throw for 4 points. Good job by Twyman. And at the other end, Oman tries to answer, no good, misses a three, and the rebound down to Seaholm. Cards set a 40-point game now at 73-33, down by 40 as Seaholm picks up her dribble. 6:40 left. She falls to the floor, recovers, gets it off to Twyman, who drives and puts it up. No good. Oh, so close. Rebound out of there to Jordan Oman, the freshman. And a pass deflected by Hunt, recovered by Menominee. Open three-pointer on top is good. And that is a girl off the end of the bench. Macy Marlett, a 5'5 junior. First action we've seen of her tonight, and she buries a wide open three. And the Cards turn it over at the other end, trailing by 43 with the clock ticking towards 6 minutes left. And a number of subs now for the Cards as checking out of the game. Bergerson and Heppner and Callie Hunt. Seaholm is on the floor for Chippewa. And the made shot from the deep left corner. Some of these super Reese Barfnecht connects on that one for 3 points. And it's a 46-point advantage now. And Seaholm's pass intended for Wick, who was cutting, and it went out of bounds. There's the clock inside of 5.5 minutes left now. 79-33 Menominee. Into the forecourt, Greeley on the outside. This is a terrific Menominee team. There's just no two ways about it. We've seen Hudson, we've seen Menominee. I mean, it's going to be a fine game when they play. Drive left baseline, missed shot on the penetration from Cortland Greeley. The 5'4 junior, Shahai out of there with it. Inside of 5 minutes left now. Into the forecourt. They work it off to Bainan. Joy working on the defender, Barfnecht, for Menominee. And the double team. And a timeout for Coach Besta. We're back in 90 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
A missed shot, rebounded up and in by Josephine Burridge, and Burridge getting her first two, the 6 foot junior, as the Cards draw within 44 at 79-35. And at the other end, while my eyes were averted, the ball going back to Chippewa Falls, so it appeared to be a Menominee turnover. With 4:04 and the clock ticking here, got the running clock going the latter part of this second half of the lead of more than 40 points. Menominee's edge of 44. Cardinal subs in for Becca Bestel here as on the outside, Bergerson gets it off to Joy Bainan, the 5'7 sophomore. On top, Bergerson. Olivia had the first points of the Cards tonight, that 3-point make when they were down 17-0. The ball knocked out of bounds by Menominee's Cortland Greeley. 3.5 minutes to go as Bergerson will get it in for the Cards. Stick around for the post-class post-game show. We'll have highlights, stats, talk to head coach Becca Bestel. If, Lord willing, she comes up and joins us, we'll see. Makes the climb up the bleachers here after talking to her team. As Menominee defending the Cards, knocks it away for Chahai's 26th turnover. 3 minutes to go. Into the forecourt, the Mustang, Sierra Auth on the right wing. Barfnecht on top to Sterry for Coach Storm Harmon. 15-foot shot up, no good by Macy Marlett. She'd made the three-pointer a short time ago. Here are the Cards advancing it down the floor left to right. Pass deflected out of bounds by Barfnecht, the 5'8 sophomore. 2:35 left, 44-point Menominee edge. I guess, I don't know, try to keep them under 80 if you can. And try to get to 40 if you're Chahai. Little goals all those times, setting goals. Inbounds pass, deep left corner. Bainan, for a brief moment, had some daylight, chose not to fire it. And Bergerson will, and she'll miss. And the rebound down to the Mustang, Sierra Auth. Menominee brings it right to left. Marlett handing it off, deep left corner. Works it to one of her teammates, and there's the shot up. No good for Barfnecht, and the rebound down for Josephine Burridge for Chippewa. Inside of 2 minutes to go. Cardinals with it. Omen has her shot blocked by Auth, and the Mustangs now with a minute 45 to go. Driving into the lane, shot up, and it falls for 21. Reese Barfnick, the 5'8 sophomore, her first field goal, and she's got 5 points. Minute and a half to play, 81-35 Mustangs. Bounce pass down low. Burich puts it up off glass. No good. Rebound coming down to Holsuter. Holsuter gets it off. And now the final 75 seconds of this one. On the right wing. Sterry. They work it down low. Spinning around. And Reese B puts it up and in. Reese Barfnick that time. And gets her second field goal in consecutive possessions. Gives her 7. She had a 3-pointer earlier. Left baseline drive and a whistle and a foul, and the clock will continue to run as Joy Bainan fouled by Menominee as folks getting their coats on, ready to exit out of here. Foul on Barfnick for 3rd. Inbounds pass. There's the shot and an air ball from Bainan from 3-point range. Fouled up in the right wing. No by Bergerson. Rebound down to Menominee. Barfnick will advance it across the timeline. 25 seconds left. Little 10-footer is good.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, this sophomore, 5'8", Reese Barfnick, she's got 9 points in a very limited amount of time, giving Menominee 85, a 50-point lead as Bergerson will shoot the 3, miss it off the backboard. Rebound, Chippewa Falls. Final 8 seconds. Another shot by Bergerson, no good. Out of there with Menominee. 1 last layup, and Barfnick puts it up and in right before the buzzer. She gets one more basket to give us our final score. Menominee, did we get it counted? It said 0. Count the basket, I believe. 87-35, I think, is the final, and it is. Menominee wins it 87-35. We're back with the postgame in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy King, 10th Avenue North, and Toby Mac. OneFest. Get your tickets now at 1-fest.com.
Northwestern Bank. delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Well, we can see why the Menominee Mustangs are 7-0 and 4-0 in the Big Rivers Conference as they win tonight 87-35 over your Lady Cards. Time for the Postglass postgame show. Brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Menominee jumped out to a 17-0 lead. We knew the thing about them, that full court press from the beginning. They didn't score in their first possession if they won the tap, but they stole the ball away from the Cards and were able to score several times before Chippewa even got the ball across midcourt or before the Cards even got a shot. And something else, I guess I'll acknowledge that's impressive about this Menominee program, beyond the success, their JV team winning earlier 75-30, their varsity winning 87-35, as they've got all the girls from the varsity are seated on multiple like benches, and they've got like team photos that people are coming and having signed by each player. It's really cool. And it sort of helps connect them to the younger girls in the city who are following and appreciating and admiring their success and their play. So they're doing a lot of things right in Menominee these days. And so a tip of the hat to them there. Individual scoring is incomplete, and there was a colleague here doing a live stream as well up on top, and I checked with him at halftime, and so we'll give you the best we've got. It's going to fall short, I think. But for Chippewa Falls, Olivia Bergerson had just the 3-point of the first make of the night for the Cards. Jillian Wick had 7 all in the first half. I believe did not have a second half basket. 2 points for Sarah Chafee. We'll have that highlight, her lone basket coming to start the Cards in the second half. Joy Bainan had a 3 in the second half, finished with 3. Roz Twyman, finishing with 4 points, had a 3-pointer tonight. Riley Turkark was under the weather and did not play. We missed her. Claire Heppner with a field goal for 2. Addie Seaholm had 4 points on the night, 2 for Willa Reisinger, 2 for Macy Goki, and 2 for Josephine Burich for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, for Menominee this evening, Elizabeth Kyles with 3 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and a free throw for 13 points on the evening. Mary Berg, their leading scorer, they didn't need all of her 21 points a game. She had instead 14, so kind of a quieter night for Mary Berg, but a fine, fine player, the 5'7 senior. Sammy Jacobson, the 5'10 senior, had a couple of baskets, a three-pointer, and a couple of free throws for 9, all in the first half. 6 points on 2 threes for Sophia Schoenberger. A second half, 2-point field goal for Sierra Auth. Also a 3-pointer for Macy Marlett off the Menominee bench. Reese Barfnick came in a short amount of time, did a lot of damage as she goes for 11 points tonight. Brooklyn Burt, the talented 5'10 junior, their second leading scorer, twice in the second half, got fouled and hit the basket and the free throw. She finishes with 13, above her average tonight. Jordan Oman, the freshman, was impressive as well, as she had 11 points on the evening. And Cortland Greeley also with 3 for Menominee in the win. We'll come back with our highlights and see if Coach Bestel joins us or not, and check the WOGO sports calendar. It's all ahead in just a moment. Back in 3 minutes with the final word here on WDOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Back on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Let's get to the highlights, first and second half, as Chai loses to Menominee tonight, 87-35. Or Chippewa underneath the basket. Left wing to Twyman. See if we can get Chafee an open three-pointer at some point. There's a three-point shot from Bergerson, and she hits it, and the Cardinals are on the scoreboard, trailing 17-3. That was a big one because falling behind 17-0, the Cards needed something, and they did get the offense going more later in the half. Left wing, be nice to get a shot off here. Cards have held it a long time. Those turnovers have kind of calmed down for Chippewa at 15. And Seale down low is going to lay it up and in for the Cardinals. Cardinals, good defense. Chafee going to get it down low. They're going to work the ball to Heppner. Back to Heppner, left baseline. Air balls it, but rebound up and in. And the make by Willa Reisinger. Seaholm driving inside the three-point line. There's the shot from Goki off the backboard and good for Macy Goki. And that wrapped up the first half highlights. How about in the second half for the Lady Cards? Cardinal ball. 50-17 now, Menominee's biggest lead of the night at 33. Chafee, first shot, I believe, and she hits it. Left baseline. first made basket for sure, and I think it might be her first shot. They've had three. Seaholm into the forecourt to Chafee on the outside. Chafee to Twyman. Twyman spins into the paint, puts it up and in for Roz Twyman. Seaholm right side to Jillian Wick. Wick holding it. Free throw line extended on the right side. Looking to drive a bit. Working on Berg. Berg, the senior, to Seaholm down low. She gets it back to Heppner. Seaholm cuts through for two. Nice job by Addie Seaholm. 39. Our eye on that 40 mark in terms of a running clock once we get to the 9-minute mark. On the outside, they work it around. Down low, Seaholm. They work it around. Shot, three-point attempt from the outside is good. And that is Joy Bainan, another 5'7 sophomore in off the bench. There you go. So I think along the way I had my stats helped there. Seaholm actually finishing with six, and also Roz Twyman finishing with six, a little closer to the accurate numbers there as we give you some of the highlights from this one. Menominee wins at 87-35. As we check the WOGO sports calendar, it's Chi-High Hockey on Thursday night. The Cards 6:40. As they'll be skating at home against Eau Claire North. And join Greg Stewart and company for all the action there. Cooper Fosdick here on WOGO Sports. Then Friday night, it's the McDonald boys back in action. 6:55 pregame at home against Bloomer. And Saturday afternoon, the McDonald girls take on Onalaska. 3:10 start for that one here on WOGO Sports. Our thanks to Sam Averly back at our WOGO studios. And thanks to you for listening. Again, Menominee makes a clean sweep of it. The JV winning 75-30, and their varsity taking it 87-35. And if you like basketball, you may want to check out or just note the fact that for Menominee, they will face Hudson, both atop the Big Rivers Conference. That's coming up December 19th at Menominee, and then January 19th, Menominee at Hudson. So those two teams battling for first in the conference. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. We've got the podcast up at WOGO.com, and have yourself a good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.